You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, it does appear that border agents are no longer applying the so-called zero-tolerance policy strictly. It's been a different scene on the other side of the state. Shannon Najmabadi is with the Texas Tribune. She's been reporting from a privately operated U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility some 75 miles outside of Houston, where adult men are being detained. Shannon, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
You and your colleague Jay went to a privately run detention center 75 miles outside of Houston. How did you come across this story, and what specifically did you hear?
My colleague Jay Root spoke to one man at this facility, which is in Livingston, Texas. It's operated by a private company, as you mentioned, but it's an ICE facility. And we spoke to a man there from Honduras who said he'd abandoned his attempt to get asylum and had agreed to sign one of these voluntary removal orders on Friday because he was, as he said, desperate to see his six-year-old daughter who was separated from him. And that man said multiple other migrant fathers held in that facility had been given similar offers.
So let me stop you right there. When you say offers, is this an explicit deal, or are border officials just sort of hinting or suggesting that parents will be reunited?
From what we understand in these Livingston cases, it sounds like different officials are telling the men that if they sign this voluntary deportation paperwork, they will be reunited with their kids at the airport. It's a verbal agreement, it sounds like.
Is this a case of just one detainee and perhaps a rogue officer trying to coerce a deportation, or is this policy?
We had initially thought that this might be an outlier case, but it seems like we might have stumbled onto something bigger. Another attorney we spoke to said she had heard almost the exact same thing from a different detainee, and that other lawyers in the state of Texas had mentioned hearing about similar kinds of offers. And then after our story was published, it looks like an administration official confirmed to CNN that detained immigrants, like the one we spoke to, are being told that they can sign orders to be removed from the U.S. quickly, and that if they do that, their kids can be reunited with them before they are deported.
I got the sense from that report that perhaps this is a tactic that has been used long before the zero-tolerance policy. Did you pick up on that?
It did sound like that. The CNN report says that it's one of many options that parents are given.
So what about the identity of this individual, this Honduran man? You know who he is, but you're not revealing his name or his age. Why is that?
This man is currently in a facility that it's an ICE facility, and he fears retaliation from the government. So after we had spoken to this migrant, to the attorneys over there, we had reached out to ICE and basically relayed what the migrant and the attorneys had told us. And we gave some information about the migrant, such as when he'd entered the country and pled guilty and so on. And they had said that they would research the allegations if we gave them the names, date of births, and alien registration numbers of these migrants. And we didn't do that because, like I said, they fear being retaliated against by the government, whose custody they're in right now. The ICE spokesperson said it was unprofessional and unfair of us to publish the allegations without providing those specific details to them.
What is their official statement as to the policy here? Because I think a lot of listeners may think this sounds like almost like a ransom sort of arrangement. How did they describe what their policy is?
So actually, the Department of Homeland Security and another federal agency put out this fact sheet saying that they've already reunified more than 520 kids with their parents and that they have a plan to reunify the remaining kids in their custody. I think there is some confusion about how this reunification process works. And, you know, in the case of Carlos, how he would be met at the airport by his daughter.
And Carlos is the pseudonym that you're using for this Honduran.
That's right. Right. Yes, that's right.
Was it ever explained to him how he might be reunited with his own child?
No, it was not described to him. He's met with volunteer attorneys since then, and I think they've cast quite a bit of doubt on how they would be able to get his daughter, who's 6 years old, and we think is being held in Arizona, on a flight to meet him in this country before he could be deported or voluntarily remove himself.
The Texas Tribune has ongoing coverage at texastribune.org. Reporter Shannon Najmabadi, thanks again.
Thank you so much.